Thank you, Daniel, for those kind words. I'm excited to be here tonight. Thank Pastor for the opportunity. Go ahead and put my glasses on because I just can't see what I'm saying already. Ford's laughing at me. I double-checked with Jack earlier. This has not been live streamed, so I'm free, Ford. But I'm excited, and I appreciate the opportunity. And appreciate Brother Eugene last week getting up talking about meditating on the Word of God, and that was a blessing to me to get that. And I told him the only problem I had with that sermon that he had was that I had to follow him, and that was a terrible thing because he did such a good job. And as Brother Kyle called me and asked me to consider doing this, and when he called, I knew I would do it. The first thing come to mind was when he asked me to do it, he talked about doing prayer or Bible reading or something like that. And when he said Bible reading, that's the first thing to come to my mind. And I know that most of the people here on Wednesday night probably already have a good pattern of Bible reading, which is great and good. And so tonight is going to be more of a testimony of what the Lord has done for me in my life, and the importance of daily devotions and what he's done for me and how he's changed me. And it's been really amazing what the Lord has done for me and shown me and given me in my life. So if you'll turn to 2 Timothy chapter number 3, this is a verse that we all know, a part of scripture we know. And 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 16 and verse number 17. And I'll use this to springboard off of. What I have, what the Lord's laid on my heart. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 16 to 17 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God." And if y'all have been here long enough to know, you heard Preacher Lastly talking about how that inspiration is talking about how it's in-breathed. That when the Holy Spirit moved on people, the men of old, to write this, it was God being in-breathed. So all scripture is given in-breathed of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your word. Lord, you know me better than anyone else here. Lord, you know I need your help. Thank you for what you've done for me in my life. Help me to explain what you laid on my heart. I pray that you'll bless and get honor and glory through all that's said and done. In Jesus' name, amen. So, there's two things in my life that I can look at that completely changed my life. Two milestones in my life. And the first one is salvation. I don't remember the exact date, but I remember the day. I was 10 or 11 years old, and I knew that I was lost, and I knew that if I died that day, I would go to hell. And I accepted Jesus Christ. Best I knew how, as a 10, 11-year-old boy, I asked Jesus Christ to come in my heart and to be my Savior. And that's the first thing that changed my life. And then the next thing was, is when I started coming to church here with my wife, and I can remember sitting back here in the middle section, the back row, and hearing Preacher Lastly say, "Don't take my word for it. See how a man lines up against the Word of God." And he always challenged us as a church to have a daily devotion and to walk in the Word of God. And those two things, salvation and when I started a daily walk of the Lord. And I can tell you, when I started my daily devotion, one thing that really helped me with it was when I started to be intentional about it. Not just being kind of flippant about it, when I would just say, "Well, okay, I'm going to read my Bible, but on again, off again, or not." But when I got very intentional about it, with intentionally set apart time, focus on reading the Word of God, and focus on what God was trying to say, and actually seeking for what God had to say. So I would set apart time to read the Word, and I think that was one thing about it was. Is you have to be intentional for it. And then you also have to have, I think it's good for to have, a preacher lastly always talked about how to have a plan or a schedule to read things through. Because if you don't have a plan or a schedule, if you don't plan to succeed, you're going to fail. Okay? So I think you need to, I needed to, this is all about me, what the Lord did in my life, is I had to have a plan or a schedule to help me with that. So it's good to start when you start out with that, because I can remember when I first got saved, I was younger, and I tried to read a Bible, and I start in Genesis, and I would get so defeated, and I would be down as a young kid trying to read through, and the church I was going to at the time didn't give me any direction, their philosophy was, come to church and we'll tell you what you need to know. There was no emphasis on reading the Word of God till I came here. But if you're going to start reading the Word of God, I believe y'all start in the book of John. Once you're saved, y'all start in the book of John, then you read through the Gospels, and then you can read through Psalms and Proverbs, and then you can start through the whole Word of God. And Preacher Lassie talks about reading three a day and five on Sunday, and they get you through in less than a year. We've all heard that enough. And then there's Bible reading schedules, and all those are good. But even if you get on those schedules, even if you get off, it's not about the schedule. It's about continuing to do it. Because I can remember my own life. Like I said, this is going to be what the Lord has done for me. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, because this is what the Lord's done for me. As I would read through and I would get to November, and I would come up short, and I'd be so defeated, and I'd start back over in Genesis, and I'd be back, and I did that for about 3 years, and I was just like so defeated when I start back over in January in Genesis. I never could get to Revelation. And then the Lord spoke to me, it's not about necessarily getting to Revelation, it's about being consistent, reading it through and getting through it. And so then it was like the grace of God showed me, it's about just reading it through. It doesn't matter about, it does help to get it through finishing your goals, but it's just reading it through. And once I got achieved that grace of that fact of reading it through, it didn't matter about the year, but then I achieved that for just reading it through once a year, and sometimes even more than a year. I can read it faster than a year now when the Lord puts it on my heart to do it. So I think it's my own testimony. Two things that changed my life: salvation and a daily devotion, being intentional about it. And I think when you read your Bible, you ought to study about it, because in 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay? So, that is setting up for three things that I have found that the Word of God, as of late, my devotion has really shown to me. Number one, doing a daily devotion prepares me for some things. The first thing it prepares me for, doing a daily devotion prepares me for today. And I believe today is the most important day. Because we don't know what each day will bring. And it's amazing to me, in the morning, so I do my devotions in the morning, let me back up when I was talking about being intentional. When you do that, when you set your time, it depends, each person can set it at their own time, whether it's in the morning. Even some of the smartest people I know do their devotions in the evenings. I do mine in the morning because I'm a morning person. But in the mornings, when I do my devotions, I can't tell you how many times when I get down to pray and I ask the Lord, I said, Lord, you know what I'm going to face today. Give me something for today. And he has, more times than not. And it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's family. It doesn't matter if it's health. It doesn't matter if it's work. The Lord knows what you're going to face that day. And a daily devotion is most important for today, because today, I believe, is the most important day. Let me show you something that the Lord has impressed on my heart. Look in Genesis chapter number 5. God puts a lot of importance, a lot of emphasis on a day. Genesis chapter number 5. Verse number 1, it says, in the book of the generations of Adam, in this In the day that Adam created man, he created God. He created the likeness of God, made he him. Verse number 4, he said, in the days of Adam, he begot Seth. With 800 years, he begat sons and daughters. Verse number 5, he said, all the days of Adam lived. Verse number 8, all the days of Seth lived. Verse number 11, all the days of Enos lived. And it talks about the hundreds of years after that. All the days of Canaan. It talks about all the years. And you go down and it says, verse number 20, all the days of Jared were 960 years. All the days of 23, all the days of Enoch were 365 years. They lived those years, but they're all in days. Days are important to us. All those years all boil down to single days. And it's not only there that he talks about that, but because he talks about that in Isaiah chapter 38, verse number 5, he also said it. He says, go and say unto Isaiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, and I have added to thy days 15 years. This is when Hezekiah had the sickness, and he rolled over and prayed to the wall, and Isaiah come back and told him that. Okay, so God puts a lot of emphasis on the days, okay? It's important that we realize that God puts emphasis on the days. We need to be focused on today. We can learn from the past, but we shouldn't dwell there. Me personally, I have trouble with this. I have done this in the past where I dwell in the past too much. Luke chapter 9, verse 32, it says, Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow, looketh back, is fit for the kingdom of God. The key thing to this verse that keeps speaking to my mind is looking back. When he puts his hands on the plow to do something, you can't look back. In my own life, I have struggled at times when I look back, and it's not looking back at my successes that I look at, it's looking back at things that I've messed up on. And we can learn from the past, but we shouldn't dwell in the past. We should focus on these days, and we get the importance of these days of today when we do our devotions, okay, our daily devotions. And we shouldn't worry about the past, but we shouldn't be focused on tomorrow as much. We should prepare for tomorrow, but we shouldn't live in it. Proverbs 27, verse number 1 says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day bring forth. I find myself struggling in this as well. I think it's good to prepare for things. I think it's good to look forward to the future and things like that. But I find myself being caught up in living in these things and living in the future and not realizing what I'm doing now, in the present, into today. Because today is the only day that we can make a difference, we can change. I can't change anything about the past. I can't do anything about tomorrow. The only thing I can make a difference is today. I need to be present in today. That is why daily devotion is so important. It prepares me for today. The next thing it prepares me for is for church. Mark chapter 4, verse 38 says, some fell on good ground and did yield fruit and sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. This is talking about the parable. Jesus was talking about the parable of the sower. I believe daily devotion provides fertile ground for the word of God to be sown. My devotions, when I do my devotions, when I come in here to church, it prepares fertile ground for when pastor gets up here to preach. Because when the man of God gets up here and preaches, I know our pastor and I know the people that he has up here. They're going to search the scripture and they're going to be ready to preach. They're going to seek the Lord. They're going to have something for us. And when I sit in the pew, down here in the pew, when I've done my devotions, it provides fertile ground for that seed to be sown. For it to grow, for God to speak to me, to change me. So daily devotion prepares me for that. And it also says in Acts chapter 17, verse number 11, it said, these were more noble than the Thessalonians, in which that they received the word with all readiness of mind, searching the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. So we see that they were readiness of mind, received the word. It helps me to come into church. When I come to church or the Sunday school and things like that, it prepares me. I've already got some Word of God in me, but it prepares me to receive it. Because maybe I'm the only one, but my mind gets bombarded with everything else at work and life, everything that's going on around me. And I need to have my heart ready to come to church to receive the Word. So when I do a daily devotion, when I come in here, it's already prepped and ready for when Pastor gets up here after he sought the Lord and gets up here and gives us what the Lord's laid on his heart, or whoever comes up here and gives us whatever the Lord lays on his heart. So it prepares me for church. Number two, it prepares me for things. Number two, it provides power for things. So I'm going to use this verse to make an application. I'm not trying to take it out of context. Matthew 22 verse 29 says, Jesus said unto them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. This is when Jesus was talking to the Sadducees, when they were asking him the crazy question about the man that had a wife and died and married a sister and married a sister, or the brother married the wife married, and I kept thinking, in my own mind, I'm thinking, why did the brother keep marrying the sister? Because obviously you must be killing the brother, because something's messed up with that lady. But anyway, that's just my way of thinking. But anyway, but he was saying this to the Sadducees. He said, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Okay, so a daily devotion provides the power of God. Even though they had read the scripture and they knew, they had understood a little bit of the power of God, they were corrupt in what it meant. But reading your Bible, reading my Bible, puts the Word of God in us, enables the Holy Spirit to use it in our lives. When I read the Word of God, it helps me in my daily walk. And I give you 3 points how it helps me. It helps me when I go to witness to someone, because it will bring back to memory verses. Amen. That helps me remember. Brother Jody helped me with this tremendously when he taught us how to do the lead the plan of salvation with our hand. That helps me tremendously. Helped me load the Roman road. That helps me with witnessing, knowing the scriptures, having those in my heart, my devotions. It helps me to know to look for lost people doing my devotions. It helped me to be on the lookout for people to witness for. It helps me to know how to lead someone to Christ. It also teaches me about what the Bible says about salvation, not what someone makes up, because this day and age, people believe everything under the sun about salvation. But I can say, well, no, this is what the Bible says about salvation. A daily devotion gives me, it provides the power to know how to witness and what to say. And it teaches you the power of your own testimony. Well, you can't do it. So it provides power to help you witness. It provides power to pray. It teaches you when you read this, because just as I was just quoted a minute ago about Hezekiah, you see how prayer is answered and the effectiveness of prayer and how good it is. It teaches you how to pray. It teaches you who to pray for. It teaches you how God uses prayer. It better helps you understand God's desires and helps us to pray better. And it also helps when you're praying for others, but it also helps, I've learned in my own life, when I pray myself, a lot of times I've heard people say this, and I don't know how to explain it, but in my own life, I don't know that I've struggled with this, when it talks about how prayer moves the hand of God. I think God moves me more than it moves the hand of God. In my own life, when I get fervent about praying about something, seeking the Lord, I've seen it where the Lord moves me, changes me to His will. So it teaches us about prayer. It teaches how to accept things. And I get that through my daily devotion about that. And it also teaches us about giving. And you think, oh, brother, a deacon talking about giving. But listen, our pastor doesn't know what anyone gives. I don't know what anyone gives other than my wife. I know what she gives because I write her check. But no one else knows. And listen, that's the closest I can get to a wife joke because she told me absolutely no wife jokes. And my mother-in-law told me I better not. That's all she said, so I'm not going to. So, but it teaches us how to give. It teaches us how to trust in the Lord, even with our money, to give those things. But let me, I have to hurry along, but it does, it teaches us also not necessarily about giving. People with have some of the most financial means in the world will tell that I've seen, money is not the most important thing. It's time. Time is more valuable to them than money. And I can tell you, I see teenagers giving more to the Lord on them buses than people writing checks in here each week. It's more valuable than what we write in checks. I see in my own life, week in, week out. Sometimes we think we're doing God a favor by showing up at church. I'm glad you're here. We're doing the right thing. But when we give our time to the Lord, serving Him, doing the things for Him, it's not necessarily about giving money. We should give money. The Lord's blessed our church. You just obey the Lord in that matter. But it's about giving our time. Amen. I think that is more valuable. It can be more valuable than the money that you have. Whether it's time serving the Lord on a bus route, whether it's serving, like Eugene talked about, with the teens, whether it's serving the Sunday school class, or whether it's going visiting with someone that is sick or checking on people, giving your time to the Lord, finding a way to serve the Lord. And I find this in my devotions. I have found this in my devotions. So, let me move on. So, it prepares, it provides power, and then the last one, perfection. And the last part of the verse we read earlier, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 17, it says, that a man of God be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So, I'm going to dive into this really quick, and we're going to look at some of these words here, try to define them down into what some of these words here. I looked some of these up and defined them, and I was really amazed at some of these words and some of the meanings, and was kind of it was amazing what some of them meant. So I was looking up the word perfect, and I looked up the word perfect, and one thing I saw about the word perfect was it said, "Thou shalt not be a Duke fan." Sorry, that's for Jeanette Smith. She's a Duke fan. No, I'll take that back. But no, perfect. It says perfect. Strong defines it as thoroughly complete, proficient, able to meet all demands. So it says here that a man of God may be perfect, thoroughly complete, proficient, able to meet all demands. And then thoroughly furnished is to finish, complete, to be equipped or furnished completely. And good is good morally. So work is just work or deeds or tasks. So no matter what stage of life we're in, working, retired, single, or parents, the Word of God can make us perfect, make us proficient to meet all the demands, thoroughly furnished, equipped to all good works. It doesn't matter what stage of life we're at, no matter where we're at, whether it's the stage I am, where I have two kids that are grown, one's about to leave, the other one's already gone, whether you're a grandparent, whether you don't have kids, no matter where we're at in our life, the Word of God will make us thoroughly furnished, make us perfect, make us complete unto all good works. And I find this to be true when I found this in my devotions. It will perfect us unto all good works. And as I come to a close, I found that going to church is just not enough. We're on a personal journey with the Lord. And we have to spend time with Him. And the way we do it is through daily devotions. If I told you this was written from the Lord, you would take it and read it this way, that way, every which way you could, see what it was. This is from the Lord. I'm going to leave you this one quote. As the ladies come to play, we'll have a very brief invitation. I'll leave you this one quote. As I was studying, I come up with this. It's D.L. Moody. He said, "When I pray, I talk to God. When I read the Bible, God talks to me." So the one question I leave with you is, do you want to hear from God? So they begin to play. Let's all stand together. You play one verse of invitation, and we'll have every head bowed and every eye closed. As the pastor likes to do, he doesn't like to have church with having a moment of invitation. If anyone's come here tonight that's never came to church but never came to Christ, this is your chance to come.
This altar a special place to deal with the things that God's dealing with you about. In heaven, we thank you so much for allowing us to be together as a church family tonight. Lord, we pray you'd take the things that have been heard. I pray that you would bless them and use them. And Lord, I pray you bless our church. Thank you so much for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, just a reminder as you go, if you can continue to pray for Kim Barnett and her family, the service being tomorrow night, and just pray for them that the Lord would meet with them, encourage them, and I'm sure that they would certainly appreciate that. And if you get a chance to come say hey to Brother Graham as he's made his way back in, I'm sure I'd love to see him, but I'm sure he's tired as well. And so we are so glad that you were able to be here tonight. Brother Marty, thank you for sharing God's word this evening with the church, and I think they'll be done here soon down the hall as well. So if you make your way that way looking for someone in there, they're not quite done, I don't think. And so, but thank you for being in church tonight. You are dismissed.